Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. This is Channing Hinkle. Today we look at the Proverb 22 and verse 6. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." First, as parents, we have the responsibility to train, to teach our children the ways they should go. And what ways are these? Well, since it's God telling us that we should train our child in such a way, these ways must be His ways, the ways of God, the ways that are contained within the Word of God. These ways are not the ways of the world that we should be teaching them, but God's ways. And if we as parents fail to do this, then we have failed God's instructions. The proverb also says that when he is old, he will not depart from it. This is a general rule. It is true that however you train your children, they would generally go that direction. If we train our children in God's ways, then that child will generally follow God's ways. However, if we fail to train them or fail to teach them, or we teach them ways that are wrong and sinful, then the child will most times go that way, which is, of course, not a good thing. The point is that we have a huge responsibility to teach our children or even our grandchildren so that they can be good people of God who in turn teach their own children to be God's children. Now, does this verse teach that if a child doesn't follow after God's ways that the parents have failed to do their job? Well, the answer to that is yes and no. If we have failed to teach them God's ways, then yeah, the answer is yes. We have failed. We failed to do our job. But if we have taught them God's ways and we gave them a good, proper example of worshiping God and following God, and yet they still turn away, then that is not our fault. It is our responsibility as parents to teach them. It is their responsibility to follow those teachings. And just because a child leaves God's ways doesn't mean the parents were bad parents or they were ungodly parents. Don't be so quick to judge people. Parenting is the hardest job that anyone will ever do. And those of you who are parents know that. We are not perfect, but we have to do our best. It is then up to the child as they grow into adults to be obedient and faithful to God. Remember, Proverbs are sayings that state a general truth. And obviously those Proverbs from God have a greater value than man's Proverbs. But even those in the Bible do not necessarily mean it is the way that is stated and that is the only way that it can be. You know, for instance, Proverbs 12 verse 11 says, "Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies have no sense." This is generally true. But there can come times where there are storms, there are floods, there are droughts, and that wipes out crops. Crops that one worked so hard to grow. Crops where one who worked their land should have abundant food, and generally they will have abundant food. But when times like I mentioned drought and storms and such come, then they may not have abundant food. So it's a general rule. It's not always every time the case, just like when we as parents raise our children the best we can according to the Word of God, there still may be children who choose on their own to leave God and to be sinful and to be wicked. It doesn't make us wrong or bad or ungodly parents. But we have to do our best. I hope you've enjoyed the program this morning. We're out of time. I encourage you to come visit with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for classes. We have songs and sermon at 10:20, Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and on Wednesday night we have Bible study beginning at 7. We're at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just west of Athens. Our website is churchofchristatoakland.com. You can listen to any of our radio programs, and you can also listen to any of the sermons that are taught at the Oakland Church of Christ. I hope you have a great day.